Today's daf is Chulin daf Chaf Tes. We are holding on daf Chaf Chesam and Beis. We just started yesterday the discussion about what the halacha is when you have exactly 50%. Right? The Mishnah had said that if you shecht Rov Echad Ba'ov, it's going to be kosher. Rov Shnayim Be'behema is going to be kosher. So how do we define Rov? Is Rov 51% or is Rov even with 50%? So that was the Machlokas Amorayim, where Rav says Mechzal Mechza is Kerov. Rav Kahana holds Mechzal Mechza is not Kerov. Rav says Mechzal Mechza is Kerov because he understands that the halacha l'Moshe Misinai is that Tachi Agamrei l'Moshe, that you're not allowed to leave over a rov that's unshechted. And Rav Kahana says no, the din is in the positive act of Shechita that you need to shecht positively a rov. So we discussed yesterday briefly the issue of Machlokas by halacha l'Moshe Misinai. I was talking to Rav Shai Shechter yesterday, and he told me that he spoke to his father about what we were discussing yesterday in the daf, and he said that Rav Shechter thought that the whole idea of the Rambam, where the Rambam seems to say that you can never have a machlokas by halacha l'moshe misinai, he didn't think the Rambam meant it so literally. He said Rav Salvechik certainly took it literally, and we certainly have several gedolei achronim that took it very literally, but he didn't think the Rambam meant it so literally. He thought what the Rambam meant to say was that don't think that our whole Masorah is a joke, because there are certain things that machlokas never crept in, like by most halacha l'moshe misinais, where we have such a Kabbalah that the Kabbalah is what the Kabbalah is, and no machlokas checked in. But not that it can't be that there will ever be a machlokas halacha l'moshe misinai. So he said, he asked his father, what about the Vard I said yesterday with maybe you could be mechalik between halacha l'moshe misinai that's mefaresh, that's what we call perushim ha-mekubalim l'moshe misinai, and halacha l'moshe misinai that's mechadish, that comes up with a brand new idea that's not referred to anywhere in the Torah. So maybe the Rambam only means that you can't have a machlokas on halacha l'moshe misinai when it's halacha l'moshe misinai that's mechadish, not when it's halacha l'moshe misinai that's mefaresh. So he said that can't be because the Gemara at the beginning of Erevin has machlokas where the lavud is three tefachim or four tefachim. So if there's such a machlokas, that's shirin chatzitin mechitzin. That was in the halacha l'moshe misinai that's mechadish. That's not halacha l'moshe misinai that's mefaresh. That's why it's important to know all the shas every time you say a chiddush. So it's good to know shas. Okay. So anyway, so the Gemara over here has this machlokas. What would be the din of mechzal mechza? So just one more point, we've mentioned in the past the discussion about when you're shechting, after you've already shechted Rov Simanim, is shechting the rest of the simen still considered part of the Maisa Shechita? And what the Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, which we're going to get into a little bit more either later today or maybe in the coming days, but what there seems to be Machlokas about is when we say that you shecht Rov Simanim, that you have to shecht Rov, is it a din of Rubo Kikulo? That when you shecht Rov, it's as if you shechted the entire thing, but the real din of Shechita is to shecht the Simanim entirely? Or no, the din of Shechita is just that you need to shecht Rov Simanim. If you say that it's a din of rubo kikulo, so then you could say that even the miyut basra, even the last little bit that you're shechting after you've already shechted rov, is still considered part of the maisa shechita, because maybe you're only going to say rubo kikulo when you don't shecht the entire thing. But if you shecht the entire thing, it's all part of the maisa shechita. But if you assume that no, that the halacha is simply that you're supposed to shecht rov and that's the entire din of shechita, well then the miyut basra, the last little bit of the simen, is not considered part of the Maisa Shechita. So in Shiurei Rav on page Ayin Hei, he points out from the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Chav Ches, in yesterday's Daf, it's Mashma, that Al Pi Din, you only need to shecht Rov Simanim, that's the din of Shechita, and it's not a din of Rubo Kikulo, because the Gemara's expression we learned yesterday was, Rebbe Yomer V'zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha, Melameit Shenitztave Moshe Al Aveshet V'alakana V'al Rov Echad Ba'ov, Val Rov Shnayim Beveheima, that Moshe was commanded that the halacha l'Moshe Misinai was Rov Echad Ba'of, Rov Shnayim Beveheima. Not that that's also kasher midin rubo kukulo, but that's the halacha l'Moshe Misinai. That is the din of Hilcha Shechita, that it's only supposed to be done al Rov. And it could be, he says, that the machlokas over here between Rav and Rav Kahana, where the mechza al mechza has a din of a Rov or not, he says that which we say that Rov Simanim works, he says it's l'chor, it's mevor from this Gemara, that which Rov Simanim works is not part of the general din of rubo kukulo. Rather, it's halacha l'moshe misinai, because rubo kikulo only works once. You're never going to say a double rubo kikulo. Meaning, If really the din is that you shecht all the simanim, elamai you shecht 51%, it's as if you shecht it all, rubo kukulo, would you then also say, and when you shecht 50%, it's like you shecht 51%? That's a double rubo kukulo. Shechting 50 is like you shecht 51. And when you shecht 51, that's like you shecht the whole thing. You would never say a two-prong, two-stage rubo kukulo like that. He gives an example like we find in the Gemara in Bechoros, daf mem vavim beis, that the halacha is that when Rosho or Rubo of the baby is born, comes out, it already has a din that it's Ki'ilu Yatza Kulo. So the Torah in Choshe Mishpat writes that even if Rov Padachto came out, Rov of the forehead came out, so it's as if it was Yolud. And the Shach writes, that's because the Torah holds that the Padachas has the din of a Rosh. The forehead is the entire Rosh. So Rov Padachas is already enough of Rubo, it's already enough because of Rubo Kukulo. Now, if the Padachas did not have the din of the Rosh, the forehead alone did not have the din of a Rosh, or the crown of the head did not have the din of a Rosh, but rather the din was really you needed that the whole Rosh, it's mavor that we wouldn't say Rubo Kukulo. Because even if you would say Padachta was considered Rubo Kukulo of the Rosh, you wouldn't then say Rov Padachas is Rubo Kukulo of the Padachas, which is then Rubo Kukulo of the Rosh, because you don't do a double Rubo Kukulo. So that's why this Gemara leads you to believe that it's not part of the general din of Rubo Kukulo, but part of the general din of Rubo Kukulo, there wouldn't be a discussion of a double Rubo Kukulo, where you would go that 50% is like the 51, and then the 51 is like the whole thing. But anyway, the Gemara is going to start bringing rayas now about how we know about what the halacha would be when it's exactly 50%, whether that has a din of rov or not a din of rov. The Gemara is going to bring four rayas. So we're on the first wide line in Daf Chav Chasam and Beis. Raya number one, Tanan, says in the Mishnah, Chatzi Echad Ba'Oth, Echad B'Chatzi B'Behema, our Mishnah, if you shecht half of the siman of an oath, or a siman and a half of a behema, Shechitas Apsul, the Shechitas Pasul. See, I'm Remech Zalmech Zekarov, I'm I Pasul, over the Rov. But if you hold exactly 50%, is considered Rov, so when you shecht a half of a siman of an oath, you've shechted Rov siman. So that should be perfectly good. Answers the Gemara, Midrabanan, Dilma Loasi, the Mevet Palga. No, our Mishnah is just teaching me Midrabanan, it's not good. On a Dalraisa level, certainly good. Half is considered Rov. But Midrabanan, we're afraid that you're going to think it's half, and it's not even half. It's 49.5%, and that's vaday not good. Raya number two, Amrav Katina, Toshima. That if you have an oven or a kli, really it doesn't have to be an oven, but Rashi gives that the context of the original example is a tanru that became tamei to kli cheres that becomes tamei. Now the only way to be mitayer the kli cheres that becomes tamei is through netitza, through breaking it, through shattering it. So you have to break it in a way where you have only those pieces that are less than half are going to be tahar. Any piece that's half is still going to retain its original tumah. So if you divide it into two, and it happens to be you broke it exactly 50-50, shneim tumeim, both halves are tamei, lefishi yeshra letzamtzeim, because you can't guess that, you can't get it to be exactly 50-50, you have to assume each half might actually be 51% of the oven, so each half has to be assumed to retain its tumah. But ha'efshal at samtein torim, the implication was that the only reason that you assume it's tameh is because it's impossible to know that you have it exactly split in half, that it might really be an uneven split. But if it were possible to know, for efshal at samtein, you're able to know that it's exactly 50-50, sounds like each half would be tahar. Am I Torin? Zilhacha Yikaruba, Zilhacha Yikaruba. Why is it Torah? Must be that 50% doesn't have a din of a rove. Because if you're going to say 50% does have a din of a rove, then each half is really a rove. Because each half, if it's exactly 50%, should have the halacha of a rove. And the halacha is when you have rove of the oven still remaining, it's tame, it retains its original tumah. So don't you see over here that half is not a din of rove? So the Gemara rejects this raya as well. Amar Papa Trey Ruby B'chad Manaleka. Fascinating concept that two roves on a single kli cannot exist. You can't have two roves on a single kli. Meaning, if you split the kli in half, you can't have two halves that are each a majority. By definition, it doesn't work. Even though the halacha might be that 50% is like a rove, if the halacha will lead you to an absurd conclusion, then you can't follow that conclusion. That's what Rashi points out. That's not true by Shechita, because by Shechita, when we say that you need to shecht rov simin, the halacha isn't that you need to shecht rov simin and leave miut simanim unshechted. If that were true, then 50%, we wouldn't be able to go in both directions. You wouldn't be able to say 50% is like Rov, because then you would have both Rov Shechted and Rov Unshechted. The halacha is purely on the slice. It's purely on the cut, Rashi says. So since the halacha by Shechita Simonim is purely on the cut, so you could just focus on what was cut and say, okay, if 50% was cut, that counts as a Rov. But by the Kli, it's going to be a Stira Mineuba. You can't have two halves of a Kli that are both a Rov of the Kli. So the Kashuk Lover Gon, the Eretz Tzvi, and Chel Gimel, Shar Klalim Klalei, suggest that maybe that you find this idea in a lot of other areas of Shas as well, that you find this concept that even though we have a halacha that teaches me that there's sort of like a halachic sleight of hand, you know, that there's that even though it's not a rov, it is a rov, you have other places where there's a halacha that we're willing to follow the halacha until it becomes absurd because it's so far against the metzius. He quotes from the Tzvor Shor in Simon Dalitz of Katan Hay, when you shecht almanas lizrok, that we say that toch de dibur is kedibur dami, but he says it's only toch de dibur is kedibur dami only if it was possible to have the full machshava b'shas maisa. So then when you have a machshava, even shalom b'shas maisa, as long as it's within toch de dibur, then it's kedibur dami. A very similar concept, says the Kashuk Lover. Toch de dibur will pretend as if it's kedibur, the halacha will tell us it's kedibur dami, it's still considered within that time slot, that's only if it were possible, if it were to have the machshava during the actual time slot itself. And he quotes other examples throughout Shas where you have similar ideas. He relates to the Gemara Moed Katan when he asked the Kasha that this seems to be against the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Yutas and Beis, where the Gemara Moed Katan in Hilchos Avelus tells us that if the seventh day of Shiva falls out on Erev Yantif, it's Mevatel Shloshim also. The Yantif is going to be Mevatel Shloshim. Why? Because the seventh day of Shiva, we know we say Mikseh Yom Kukulo. So you're a sit Shiva for a few minutes or whatever, for a couple of hours, and that's already the seventh day of Shiva. And then the second half of the day is already Shloshim. So that's also Mikseh Yom Kukulo. It's as if you sat a day of Shloshim. What do you mean? How can the same day be two Mikseh Yom Kukulos? Now, granted, you can say Mikseh Yom Kukulo, but that shouldn't that become a halachic impossibility once it's a practical impossibility? Possibility. How are you going to say Mitzvah Kukulo on both? So he said that's taka very difficult, it seems to be, against the Yesod of our Gemara over here. Okay, says the Gemara now, Vaitu's bottom line of Chav Chesam Beis. Third Raya, Toshma, Shachat Chati Gargeres Veshaba Kadei Shchita Acheres Vegamra Shchita Sukshere. If you shecht half of the Kana and then you pause for the amount of time it takes to finish an entire Shchita, and then you finish up the Shchita, and the Gemara is assuming we're talking about a behema where you need to shecht Shnei Simanim. So then you finish up the Shechita, meaning you shecht the rest of the Kana and Rove of the Veshet. So the Shechita is going to be kosher. But if you hold that 50% has a din of a Rove, so what's the case over here? You shechted half of the Kana and then you waited. You made it a treifa by shechting half of the Kana. How can the Shechita then be valid by continuing on? So it says, no, mi savrip behema. You think we're talking about a Shechita's behema? Lo, but oaf, we're talking about a shechitas oaf over here, where all you really need is one simon. So miman of shech, imechzal mechza karov. If you say 50% as a din of a rov, ha'avadei ruba. Well, then you did rov shechita in the first time before you had the shehia. It was already considered shechted. Imechzal mechza eno karov. And if you're going to say 50% does not have a din of a rov, so lo avad v'lo klum. Well, then if it doesn't have a din of a rov, you didn't make it treif. It only is considered a treif if rove of the kana is sliced, so then you didn't do any, you don't have any problems if mechzal mechza doesn't have a din of a rove. So that raya is rejected as well. So says the Gemara now, on to raya number 4. Tashma harisha yichatzi kana pagum v'hosav lav kol shuv gamru shechita sukshera. If half of the kana was already pagum, was already cut into, it was already missing, and then you're mosif and you just cut a little bit more, so that now it's more than 50% cut, so the shechita is going to be kosher. But what was the case? You when you first come to the animal, it was already half
sliced. So what's half? So viam remechsal mechsa karov treifa avya. If you say that half has a din of rov, well then by the time you came to this animal, it was a treifa. How could anything you do be okay? Even if you slice a little more, that shouldn't be okay because it's already a treifa. It's already considered rov sliced because it's half sliced. So amarava shiny linian treifa to be inon rov hanirila inayim. Treifa is different because the kind of rov you need by treifa is a rov hanirila inayim. It's a substantial enough rov that you can visibly see it, as Rashi says. Wherever you have a din of treifa, that there's a, that rov, sometimes by treifas it has nothing to do with rov. Sometimes a little hole will make an animal a treifa at certain parts. But whichever parts of the animal where you need rov to make it a treifa, we'll get to the treifa soon. But whatever parts of the animal where you need rov to make it a treifa, it's not just a simple rov. It's a rov hanira le'inayim. That's the kind of rov that's necessary. So then shouldn't it be a kal v'chomer? Uma treifa de b'mashu hu mitrefa. Heich de bin ruba bin rov hanira le'inayim. If by treifa, which in many cases, all you need is a mashahu, a tiny little hole here or there, we'll make it a treifa. Yet when we say you need a rov, it has to be a rov hanira le'inayim. Shchita dadik a ruba lo miskashu l'kol shkei de bin rov hanira le'inayim. Shchita, where the whole din is a din of rov. It's rov simenech bayof, rov shnei simana bayabema. Of course the rov should be a substantial rov. Should be a rov hanira le'inayim. Meaning if we take the rov by treifa so seriously, where by treifa you don't have the din of rov so often. So by shchita, where the whole din is a din of rov, of course we should take the din of rov very seriously, and it should require the same kind of rov. It should require rov and nearly nine. And that itself should be a raya that mechzal mechza is not kerov, because mechzal mechza is not a rov hanirilei nayin. Says Gemara, no, el dekuli alma mechzal mechza ain't a kerov. Really, you're right, mechzal mechza does not have a din of a rov. That in general, 50% is not a rov. V'chiyit mar derav udrav kana linin pesach itmar. We had a machlokas amarayim that we started with today. Well, whether mechzal mechza is kerov or not, how can you tell me everyone holds that it's not kerov? No, the machlokas is in regards to the Karban Pesach. If half of Klal Yisrael is tamei, we know the halach is that if the majority of Klal Yisrael is tamei, so then we can bring the Karban Pesach betuma on Pesach Rishon. If a minority of Klal Yisrael is tamei, so then you bring Pesach Sheni. Those who are tamei bring Pesach Sheni. So there's sugyas that talk about what if the numbers change in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Okay, what's the koveya? But what if you have the following? It's exactly 50% of Klal Yisrael is tamei, and exactly 50% is tahor. That's where there's machlokes Rav Kana and Rav, not by shchita. By shchita, everyone will agree, mechzal mechza does not have a din of rov. Of course, you need a rov hanira le'inayim, and you don't have a rov hanira le'inayim when it's exactly 50% of the simen that's cut. So what's the example by Karban Pesach? Harei Shor Yisrael, mechza tor, mechza tmeim. Half of Klal Yisrael is tor, half of them is tamei. Rav amr mechzal mechza karov. Rav Kana amr mechzal mechza eino karov. Rav says mechzal mechza has a din of a rov, and Rav Kana says mechzal mechza does not have a din of a rov. What does it mean it has a din of a rov? A rov what? Rov tahor or rov tamei? What is it when you say it has a din of a rov? So Rashi fills us in that mechza mechza kerov, and therefore the tahorim do their karban b'tahara, and the tamein do their karban b'tuma, but we don't do Pesach Sheni. Eino kerov means that the tamei, that it's pushed off to Pesach Sheni, that the half tameim are not considered like rov tamei, and therefore it's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. V'asam my time at the Rav. Why is it that Rav holds that mechzal mechza has a din of a rov dafka by Karban Pesach? Because there's a special drasha that tells me that an individual gets nidcha to Pesach Sheni, but a tzibur is not nidcha to Pesach Sheni. And the point is that a half may not be a din of a rov, but a tzibur it is. At least it has a din of a tzibur. So it tells us questions. Well, wait a second. A tzibur, a minyan also, Tos doesn't say it like this, but a minyan also has a din of a tzibur. A shevet has a din of a tzibur. A lot of things have a din of a tzibur. You don't need to get to 50% to Klal Yisrael to have a din of a tzibur. The Gemara elsewhere, when it has to darshan the din of a tzibur, in Sanhedrin, Daf Tezayin, talks about a shevet serving as a tzibur. So he says that maybe you can suggest that over there, there are many times where it says ish v'isha, so we have multiple drushos till we knock it down to say that even a shevet has a din of a tzibur. But when it just says ish or isha once, like over here, the one extra ish ki yetabi l'nefesh, so then we're going to say that that only chatzi klal Yisrael would have the din of a tzibur. But generally speaking, we wouldn't say like that. Okay, so that's the issue of whether chatzi klal Yisrael, whether mechza al mechza has a din of a rov or doesn't have a din of a rov. Now, how do we paskin? So, if you look at Tosfos, t'kuli amal mechza al mechza eino k'rov. So, frak Tosfos in Tamar de Parakam de'erivin paskin k'rav papa damar paritz ka'omed mutter. That Rav Papa holds, let's say it's exactly 50-50, you have a mechitza that's 50-50 open and closed, and you need rov to be closed for it to be a din of a mechitza. So he says, yeah, that's ki'ilu that it's rov closed. Maybe you could say that's got nothing to do with treifas because, or shchita, because that which relates to the life of the animal has nothing to do with general halachos of whether mechitza al mechitza is a din of a rov. Tos says, I would have been very happy with such a chiluk. There's only one problem. Such a chiluk is against our Gemara, because our Gemara, when it's discussing whether mechza al mechza is din of rov by shchita, brings a raya from a tanur that breaks in half. That has nothing to do with chiyus of any animal, so it must be that the Gemara doesn't distinguish between the chiyus of an animal versus other cases of mechzal mechza. So Tosfos has a little bit of difficulty. He doesn't understand why this Gemara and the Gemara in Erevin are never linked to each other in any way. In fact, all the rayas the Gemara in Erevin brings are not brought here. All the rayas we bring here are not brought in Erevin. When it talks about parts coming, it's mamish the same sugya of 50-50. What's the din of 50-50? Is 50-50 considered a rov? Or is it not considered rov? So he says, "V'shem yesh l'chalik tahacha iser v'tuma v'asam linin mechitzos v'lo dami." Maybe dinim of mechitzos are different. Maybe iser tuma are all in one category, and just mechitzos have their own separate din. Maybe dinim mechitzos are different. Mechitzos may be what your eye catches in terms of the mechitza, whether it's part ka'omeid. Now, also, just on this idea over here, where we say that you need a rov that's nirei le'inayim. How do you define by shchita? We say you have to shak rov simin. 50-50 is not good enough because you need a rov hanir le'inayim. What does that mean, rov hanir le'inayim? So, pasha pshat, I read the Gemara, I thought it meant you need to be able to visually look at it without any measuring equipment, without it, and see, yeah, that's a rov simen echad, which would really mean it needs to be 55%, 60%, something like that. Shulchan Aruch paskins explicitly that if it's even, if you measure it, and it turns out kichuta sa'ara, it's 50.01% that you shechted, it's a valid shechita. You don't need more than that. So apparently, Shulchan Aruch understands rov hanir le'inayim not to mean that you can visually see that it's more than a rov. Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rashba. The Rashba in his Chidushim in Ar Gemara says that you don't need a rov gadol that's nir le'mirachok. Rov hanir le'inayim means it's more than 50-50. You might have to measure it with sophisticated equipment. You might have to measure it, but it just means it's more than 50-50. When it's exactly 50-50, that's not a rov hanir le'inayim. And the Rashba claims that Rashi agrees with him. However, the Taz in Sifkat and Beis writes that he doesn't think that that Rashi actually does agree with this Rashba. He thinks Rashi understands Rav Hanir Le'inayim the way we said before, that you actually have to visually be able to see that it is in fact a Rav Hanir Le'inayim. Okay, Vaiter in the Gemara. So Rav Echad Ba'of. We said you have to shecht Rav of Simen Echad Ba'of. Tanin Echad Zimn Rubashalach Kamo. But the Mishnah already said that. It said Rubashalach Kamo. Why do you need to tell me twice that Rav Simen Echad Ba'of is good? So I'm Rav Hoshi Echad B'chulin V'chad V'chadshim. One line of the Mishnah is talking about Chulin. The other line is talking about kachim, both by birds that you're bringing as a carbon and by birds that you just stam want to eat. Rov echad is good enough. Utsricha diash min chulin. Had it only told me by chulin that rov echad is good enough, hasamu desagalei beruva mishum delav l'dam utsarich. I would say yeah, rov simen echad is good enough because you're not looking to get the dam out. You're just looking to do a valid ma'isa shchita. Avol kachim del dam utsarich emelotiskalei beruva adikakulei. But I would think by kachim, where you're looking to get the dam, you need to cut as much as possible in order to get as much dam as possible, because you need the dam for the carbon. The other to do is rika. The kabbalah is rika. The yashmin and kachim. And had I only been told by kachim that rov is good enough, mishum dul dam utzarich, aval chulin dul dam lo tzarich, im palgas hakilei, I would have thought by chulin you don't even need rov. You could just get away with half, and that would be good enough because you don't need the dam. Kamash mulan. That's why I need to be told both by chulin and by kachim that rov is good enough. So heba chulin veheba kachim. Which line of the Mishnah is talking about chulin? Which line of the Mishnah is talking about kachim? So the Gemara is going to say that it's the first line that's talking about chulin, the second line is talking about kachim, and the Gemara is going to have four rayas from the Mishnah that's the case. So raya number one. So first, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Kana Mistaver Reisha B'Chulin V'Seva B'Kachim." First line is by Chulin, and the second line of the Mishnah is by Kachim. Mimai, how do I know that it's true? So, Raya number one, Midiktani Hashochet. Mishnah starts with Hashochet. It's the name of the Perek. V'Salkadaitach Reisha B'Kachim. But if the first line is talking about Kachim, we don't do Shechita on birds of Kachim. Hamalek mi Bailei. It should have said Hamalek. Elamai Seifa B'Kachim. Must be the later line is talking about Kachim. Shechitasok. But then, if that's the case, that doesn't work either. Because the second line, the Seifa, says Shchitaso Kshera, but Melikaso Kshera Mibayle, it should have said Melikaso Kshera if we were talking about Kachim. So either way, it doesn't work to be talking about Kachim. Says Mara Holokasha, I did talk Mibay, but Taranami Shchitaso Kshera. The reason it says Shchitaso Kshera in the Seifa is because we were just talking about a Behemas Kachim also. We were just talking about a Behema, and by Behema, you always do Shchita. El Resha Michti Al Ofkai, but the Resha is Dafka talking about a bird. So he said the Dafka Kachim, Hamalik Mibayle, and therefore it should have said Hamalik if it were talking about Kachim. That's why the Reish is not talking about Kachim. It's the Sefer that's talking about Kachim. That's Raya number one. Raya number two, Rav Simi Barashi Amar, Reish B'chulin Mehacha. How do I know the Reish is talking about Chulin from the following? De Katani, Echad Ba'of. It says Echad Ba'of. By Kachim, there are some birds of Kachim that you have to shecht two simanim, not one simon. Any carbon ola, there's a mitzvah havdalah. You need to shecht two simanim. Elamai seifa b'kachim. So what? What do you want to say? That the seifa is talking about Kachim? Rov echad ba'of. He calls himself to buy shnei simanim. The Sefer says the words rov echad ba'of. But by an ola, you need shnei simanim. So how can it just say rov echad ba'of? Says Mar, no, you're misunderstanding the phrase rov echad ba'of. My rov echad, rov kol echad ve'echad. Rov echad means rov of each of the simanim. Obedin with the listening rov shnayim, and really it should have said rov shnayim, but that doesn't cover all ofos of kachim either. Kivin dika chatas desagile b'chatsim in mishamachi lo psikalei. Because a chatas ha'of does require only one simon, and therefore it couldn't say rov shnayim. So use this lashon of rov echad ba'ov, that could mean either simon echad or rov kal echad ve'echad, depending which type of karban you're talking about. But again, that's raya number two, that the resha must be about chulin and the seif about kachim. Raya number three, Rav Papa Amar, resha b'chulin mehacha. Diktan Rav Yudah Amar, ad she yishchot es haveridin, until you shecht the veridin. Upligi Rabban alein, the Rabban say you don't need to shecht the veridin. So yam b'shlamo b'chulin shapir, if it's about chulin, I understand very well. El yam b'kachim, am I pligi Rabban alein? But if it's about kachim, and it's about drawing, getting as much blood out as possible, why would the Rabban say not to shecht the major blood vessels that are right there? You want to get all the blood out. Who atzmol the dam utzar? The whole point is to get the dam out. So it must be if there's a machlokas whether you shecht the veridin, that machlokas can only exist by chulin. Can't exist by kachim. The ratio must be about chulin. Raya number four and final raya. Ravashi Amar seifa b'kachim mehacha. How do I know the seifa is talking about kachim? Diktani ashochit shnei rach shnei. Now this seifa is not in the Mishnah we had already. It's in the next Mishnah that we're going to have in Daf Lamed. So the Mishnah says, "Hashochet shnei rashin ke'echad shchitasuk sheira." If you shecht two heads of an animal at one time, so the shchita is going to be a kasher shchita. Hashochet yavid in lechadchila lo. Sounds like only b'diavid, but lechadchila not good enough. Siyam bishlama b'kachim haynu de lechadchila lo. So if we're talking about kachim, I understand why you shouldn't shecht two animals at one time. Mishum tani Rav Yosef tizbach shlo yeshnaim shoftin zevach echad. That two people, the pasuk says tizbach to teach me that you shouldn't have two people shechting one kachim. One person shouldn't shecht two karbanos either. Two people shouldn't shecht one. One person shouldn't shecht two. But if it were a din of chulin, then even lechadchila it would be permissible to have one person shecht two karbanos. It's only a din in kachim where you have such a gzeres hakasuv that one person cannot shecht two karbanos. So that's how you know that the sefer must be talking about kachim. Va'af Rav Shimon Melakish Saver Reisha B'chulim the Sefer B'kachim. Rav Shimon Melakish also holds, like Rav Kahana, that the and like all these other shittos that proved it, that the Reisha must be talking about chulim, the Sefer must be talking about kachim. Dam Rav Shimon Melakish Me'achas Shneinu Ruba Shalach Kamau Lama Shneinu Rov Echad Ba'Ov Rov Shneinu Be'Behema. Once it says Ruba Shalach Kamau, why does it then need to say that Rov Echad Ba'Ov Rov Shneinu Be'Behema? Because we already said Ruba Kamau Lefisha Shneinu Hevilo Satamid. Because we learned in regards to the avodah, the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim, that they would bring him the carbon tamid, kartzo, he would cut it, rov shnei simanim, he would cut the animal to start the shechita off, and not just start the shechita off, cut rov shnei simanim, umerik achar shechitaso al yado, and someone else would come and finish up the shechita, as the Kohen, then the Kohen Gadol, then shifted over to be mekabel v'dam. Yoch lo merik ye pasul, I might have thought that if someone else doesn't finish it off for him, it's going to be pasul, that if you just leave it as rov simanim, it's going to be pasul. Lakach shaninu, Rov Echad Ba'Ov, Rov Shneinu Be'Behema. That's why I have that phrase, Rov Echad Ba'Ov, Rov Shneinu Be'Behema. What do you see? That he understands Rov Echad Ba'Ov, Rov Shneinu Be'Behema to be talking about Kachim, because over there it's talking about the Karmat Tamid that the Kohen Gadol brings. Now, we said this din, this drasha from Pasuk, that one guy can't shech two karbanos at the same time. The Rashash in Maseches Sota Daf Ches raises the following question. Why do we need a drasha to tell me you can't shech two karbanos at the same time? We have a klal in Gantz Shas called Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, that you're not supposed to do mitzvos and bundles. So Mela we know that you're not allowed to shech Shnayim Kechas. So Tosos of their Maseches Sota has a Gvaldik Chiddush, where Tosos suggests that Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos is only a din midrabanan. We're trying to show that Midah Raisa, you can't shech both. So my brother in the Sefer Nasiach B'chukach, he has a chapter on Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, and he discusses whether that day of Tosos is really widely accepted, that Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos is really only a Din Midrabban, not a Din Midah Raisa. And he says, no, it could be that really it is a Din Midah Raisa. He says it may depend on what the reason of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos is. Is the reason that Sheloye Kemasui, that it shouldn't appear like a burden to you, or is it a din of that you should be able to focus on each mitzvah and you're not going to be able to focus properly on two separate mitzvos simultaneously? He says perhaps if it's a din of focusing on two separate mitzvahs simultaneously, so that's very similar to the concept of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, which is a din da'oraisa. So then maybe Einos and Mitzvos would be a din da'oraisa. So if you're going to say that Einos and Mitzvos is a din da'oraisa, so then we're back to our original question. What do we need a drush over here? Just say Einos and Mitzvos, Chavilos, Chavilos. And even if you're going to say it's a din da'rabanan, why by chulin do we ask for mitam enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos? Where we don't have this drasha of tizbechayu, we should still ask for mitam enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. And yet by chulin we say, yeah, one guy shechs two korbanos, that's perfectly fine. So this is a Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin that says that we only say enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos by mitzvah chiyuvis. By mitzvah kiyumis, like by shechita we discussed yesterday, we're not going to say enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. That's one possibility. There are other possibilities also, but we're really running out of time. So let's go vaitu now. So says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Yach lo meirik ye pasul. I might think that if the second guy doesn't finish off the shechita, that it's going to be pasul, that the whole thing will be pasul by the avoda of Yom HaKippurim with the Karmat Tamid. Im kein, havi le avoda ba'acher. So wait a second. If it were in fact pasul, had the second guy not done it, that means that what the second guy is doing is really important. That when the second guy finishes off the Kohen Shechita, he's doing a critical part of the Avodah. V'tanya kol Avodah Yom HaKippurim Meim K'sheres Elubah. But the Halacha is only Kohen Gadol is allowed to do Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. So how is that possible? Sachi Kamer, Yach Liyei Pasul Midrabanan. No, there was never a Havamin that it should be Pasul Midar Raisa. Obviously it's not going to be Pasul Midar Raisa because the Kohen Gadol has to do everything. No, it means that I might have thought it's Pasul Midrabanan. The Sachi that the Kohen Yikup Pasul Midrabanan, I might have thought the guy not finishing off the shechita is a psul midrabanan. L'kach shanin rov echad bof rov shayim beveim. That's why the Mishnah tells me rov echad bof rov shayim beveim. Even midrabanan is good enough. U'me'achad afil psul midrabanan l'ak alam alil merak. Great. So if it's not even a problem midrabanan for the Kohen to just leave it as rov and not have the guy finish it up, so why do we have the guy finish it up then? Why do we have the guy continue to cut? Even midrabanan is good enough. So the mitzvah l'meirak, nah, it's just a mitzvah l'chavchila, but it's not really true that you need the person to finish up even midrabanan. Vayter, Amr Rav Shimon Lakish Mishum Levi Saba, Eina l'shchita l'besof, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yeshel Shchita Mitchila V'Atzof. One of the most yisabistik machlokasim in Hilchos Shchita. What is the moment of Shchita? Is the moment of Shchita from when you begin to shecht until you finish shechting? Let's say finishing shechting meaning finishing Rov Simanim. Machlokas Rashi Rabbein Tam, whether finishing shechting means finishing whenever you pick your hand up or finishing Rov Simanim. But whatever it is, from the moment you begin until you're done is all considered part of Shchita, or do we say no? The moment of Shchita is when you go from 49% to 51%. It's only Lebasof when you're done at the very last moment. So what are the Nafkaminas? We'll see soon. Amar Rava, Hakol Modemechad Shachat Simenechad Ovid Chabim Simenechad Yisrael Shipsula. Everyone would agree that if a Goy were to shecht one simen of the behema and a Jew then shechts the second simen of the behema, that's for sure going to be possible anyway. Even if you say Einel Shchita Lebasof, that only the last moment matters, but if a guy shechted the first simen, that's possible anyway. Shari Nasa B'maisa Trefa B'Yalovid Chavim, because the guy did enough to have made it a Trefa, so Mela it's not going to be a good Shchita. But also of Nami Hechad the Malik Simenech Lamatav Simenech Lamala Psula. And similarly, if you take an Ola Sa'of and you do the Malika of one simen Lamata, which is where the Chata Sa'of belongs, and one simen Lamala, which is the right place for the Ola Sa'of, it's going to be possible. Shari Yasa B'maisa Chata Sa'of Lamata, because you did enough that would have been kosher on a Chata Sa'of in the place of the Chata Sa'of. So lo nechleku ella, the machlokas is really about the following case. Kigon sheshachat simenechad b'chutz v'simenechad b'fnim. You shechted one simen outside of the Azara and one simen inside. So is it a violation of shchutei chutz? If you say that it's all considered part of the Maisa Shchita, so then you're chayiv for beginning the Shchita outside. But if you hold that the moment of Shchita is only the last moment, so then you're not going to be chayiv. Well, my Rabbi didn't say that. Rav Yosef didn't say it like that. He doesn't think that's the machlokas. If you shecht one simen b'chutz, one simen b'fnim, he holds that's for sure going to be possible, even if you hold in the shchita lebasof, because you did a maisa of a legitimate maisa b'chutz. You know where the machlokas is. What if you shecht a minority of the simen b'chutz and then you finish up b'fnim? If you say so then you're going to say that that you did a ma'isa shchita b'chutz, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. If you say einel shchita el b'sof, then you're not going to be chayiv. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the rise. Let me just mention a couple of things. Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Peites says that if a person shechts, let's say on Erev Pesach, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to shecht your Karban Pesach when you have chametz still around. So Minchas Chinuch says, what if you, the tchila shchita you still have chametz, and before the sof shchita the chametz was already burnt, or someone else comes off and finishes your shchita, and that other person that comes along doesn't have chametz. You had chametz and you started the shchita. Someone else comes along, finishes off, doesn't have chametz. So is the first guy in violation of lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi? So he says, tali in this machlokas. That would be another nafkamin in this machlokas. How do you understand? Is it yeshon l'shchita mitchil v'atzof? Ein l'shchita el l'besof. Minchas Chinuch says the same thing l'gabe pigul, mitzvah kuf mem dalin. If it's enough to have a machsheves pigul besof shchita, or the machsheves pigul b'shchita has to be from the beginning of shchita to the end. Because remember, we had a din by Pigel that ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, that Pigel has to be throughout the entire matir, the entire avoda. So what is the avoda sashchita? Is the avoda sashchita mitchila v'yatzov, or is the avoda sashchita only basov? One more point the Tosos over here discusses. So we had this machlokas amorayim. So who are the players? Who are the two sides in the machlokas? You have Rabbi Shimon Lakish in the name of Lebi Saba, and you have Rabbi Yochanan. So how do you paskin in such a machlokas? So Tosos points out, even though Rava holds in the second paragraph of Zvachim, like Reish Lakish in the name of Levi Saba, that still he doesn't count when Rava gives a list of those cases where he passes like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't mention this example as passing like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. Why not? Tosel says Rava does hold this way. He doesn't mention it on his list of cases that we pass like Reish Lakish, because over here it's not really passing like Reish Lakish, it's passing like Levi Saba. Reish Lakish wasn't on his own. But what we see clearly is that Tosel does hold like Reish Lakish over here, because Tosfos holds it would be passing like Levi Saba. Problem is the Rambam paskins in Pesulim Mekdash and Paragal Halacha Yirches like Rabbi Yochanan, and the Kesef Mishnah says because that we know that Halacha is always like Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. So you see that the Rambam holds that it is treated as a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, even though Reish Lakish was quoting in the name of Levi Saba. This Ha'ara is made by Rabbi Kiva Eger, the ghost of Rabbi Kiva Eger over there. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up, we're a little behind, but we'll pick up from the Rayos, whether Yeshon L'Shkita, Mitzvah L'Vatsofer, and L'Shkita, El L'Vatsofer.